Last week, KABU covered a ballot measure in Lincoln County, Oregon, that seeks to ban aerial pesticide spraying there. In that piece, we spoke to Rio Davidson, one of the organizers of the group that put Measure 21-177 on the May ballot. He explained what drove the members of the Lincoln County community to try to ban aerial pesticides.
There's been so many stories of people, either with birth defects, miscarriages, cancer clusters. I mean, the list goes on. And then, what's really shocking to us is that they're actually clear-cutting around our watershed. And so that was one of the main drivers of our group, is to protect our water. We feel like that's the most important thing that our community has. And unfortunately, mostly private timber holders, unfortunately out-of-state large corporations, mostly funded by Wall Street, they really have shown little respect to our watersheds. And so, that was really what drove us.
That was Rio Davidson of the group Lincoln County Community Rights. Their name points to one of their main partners, the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, a Pennsylvania-based advocacy group that helps local groups around the country draft laws to strengthen local rights to environmental safety. For the other side of the aerial pesticide ban, I spoke today with the director of the Coalition to Defeat 21-177, Alan Fugician, who manages a third-generation family farm with his wife in Siletz, Oregon. Briefly, can you tell me a little bit about the coalition that is opposing Measure 21-177? Is it people who have worked together towards this sort of purpose before, or did you kind of come together over this measure?
Sure, yeah. Well, the Lincoln County ballot measure 21-177, I think it's titled Freedom from Aerial Sprayed Pesticides of Lincoln County, is going to appear on Lincoln County ballots in May. Ostensibly, it would ban aerial application of pesticides, which is a tool that local farmers and foresters and other land managers use to protect growing crops and protect our lands from pests and invasive species. So the coalition came together last year when we first saw a draft of this proposed ballot measure being circulated as a petition. And we had quite a bit of early support from local landowners and businesses, mostly in farming and forestry. But we also, when we started looking at the language of the ballot measure, we realized that this was going to have a much broader impact. So our coalition today includes individuals from the fishing industry. We have some banks, economic development groups, some local retailers. And from each of their diverse perspectives, I think these folks realized right away and early that this would be damaging to our county and our local communities.
You said it would have more broader effects than what you originally thought. What effects are those?
Right. So, the title itself, mentions aerial spraying, and that's kind of a narrow area of pesticide application. It's one of the mm-hmm. tools we use. It's not the only tool. But when we read the full text of the measure, there's a lot of things in that language that are unclear to us. Ostensibly, it would ban aerial spraying, but it's a little bit ambiguously worded. So terms like aerial, corporation, direct action, they lend themselves to some uncertain legal and practical interpretations that we anticipate. So, for instance, aerial spraying could include any method that allows spray particles to move through the air, including ground-powered and hand-powered sprayer technologies. So we wouldn't just be talking about helicopters and airplanes. Corporations, I think perhaps the authors of the measure, were trying to focus on sort of out of, non-local corporations and big companies. But as defined in the measure, it could include all business entities, including our farm, governments, government agencies, tribal entities. So this would make anyone who has a business or manages private or public lands or right-of-ways a corporation for the purposes of pesticide application.
I've covered a few of these, I guess not exactly similar measures, but sort of similar dynamic measures. The GMO ban in Jackson County and Josephine County, or the attempts to do that. The GMO labeling bill in Benton County, and then Oregon at large. And one thing that we always see when that happens is vast amounts of out-of-state money. And I haven't seen that happen with either side of this measure yet, but I was curious, have you heard anything from Monsanto, Dow, Syngenta? Do you expect any donations from them?
We haven't really been contacted at all from the Monsantos or the Cargills or the Dow corporations of the world. Mm-hmm. But I'm pleased to say that our coalition thus far has raised over $30,000, and many of those contributions are from local businesses and individuals. We've received a lot of generous support and endorsements from like the Lincoln County Farm Bureau, the Lincoln County Small Woodlands Association, Oregon Women for Agriculture, and county farm bureaus from across the state. And I think they realize what's at stake here in Lincoln County, and we appreciate their support. When you talk about out-of-state funding, and one of the things that we took note of when we first viewed this ballot measure back in 2016 was that the group that had authored it was associated with the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, which is an environmental group that works nationally, I believe. And so, we realized that this was quite a bit larger than us and that we might need to ask for help. I'm pleased that the local support has been so productive thus far to raise that much money.
All right. Well, Alan Fajishian, did I pronounce that correctly?
Correct. Yeah, well done.
Great. I'm glad. Thank you very much for talking with me today.
Sure, Sam. You're very welcome. Thank you.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman, speaking with Alan Fajishian of Gibson Farms in Siletz, Oregon. He is a member of the Coalition Against Measure 21177, which seeks to ban aerial pesticide spraying in Lincoln County.